With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, I'm back. I know you guys recorded episodes before we broke for the new year, but this is our first recording back, you know, from break. What'd you guys do?
Ooh.
Everybody have a good break?
Yeah. Good break. What did you do?
Well, I did zero. I stayed home with my family, but the ghost of Christmas past came to see me on the very last day of break. And I get this text message, and it's Venice Leone, our script supervisor, Mike Leone, and his wife, who was all our eye doctor, they had a five-year-old little girl, season one of One Tree Hill. And I connected with this child in such a deep way. And I wasn't obsessed with her, but I was, because she was so free and like she just said whatever she thought. And I thought she was such a cool kid. And I used to go to her dance recitals and I was obsessed with this child. And I remember taking her to see Mamma Mia in the movie theater and promising her that one day when she grew up and moved to New York City, we would be grown-up friends. And so she lives in New York City now. And I got a text message that she was driving through, coming back from a ski trip and wanted to come by the farm. And this child is like all grown up now, and she's the most beautiful woman. And she just sat with me at my kitchen table, and Jeff and my children, it was like they were watching
lightning strikes because it was just we have the same birthday. We're both July 1st babies. Mm. And they were like, whoever that girl is, you two were in love. And just, I was so happy to see her. And it was really nice to have that memory of One Tree Hill and like have my daughter who's 5 and think about, you know, the lifelong relationships that we created while we were down there. Oh, Venice, what a treat. I loved it.
So cool.
I loved it. So yeah, that's my New Year's. What'd you guys do? Did you get crazy? Light fireworks?
Oh, no. I should have lit some fireworks. I'm such a 4th of July firework lighter, not New Year's for some reason. I went to California and just saw my sister and brother and family and all the kids just ran around and piled on top of each other. And we walked the dog and we opened up presents early in the morning and made French toast and did the whole, like, that's what Christmas is for. It's for the kids, you know? So it was really, really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved
it. So great. Yeah. I took my parents up to wine country and my best friend from London came out and I always do a bit of like an orphan Christmas. So all my friends who don't go see family or who don't have family anymore or whatever it is, you know, kind of pile in and
so you can mother them.
You know, it's like, it's really, really sweet. So it was like, you know, Jack, my friend who's here from the UK, we went up to the ranch first and then Sammy came and like every day there were more and more people coming. So by Christmas we had this full house and then we sort of have this tradition where like once my parents leave after the holiday, then extra people come and pile into the room they've been staying in. So it's like this sort of revolving door of friends and loved ones and family members and, you know, just like a lot of food and lawn games and like play horseshoes and get the archery set out and sit by the pond and look at the birds.
She loves an activity.
Oh, I love an activity.
Like, can we just sit here? And she's like, we can sit here, but also throw lawn darts.
I also, like, I really did lean in on a lot of the classic holiday movies, which felt fun.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, do you want to build a fire and watch Home Alone? Or do you want to go, you know, out in the backyard and pretend we're in the Hunger Games? It's really choose your own adventure.
it's role so playing. Fun. You should do LARPing with all your friends, Sophia.
Oh my God,
I think that would be, yeah, you have all the props for it. Like swords. I have those.
You have swords. I mean, between the three of us and all the random shit in our garages, I'm sure we would be excellent at that. I don't know that it's where I want to invest my time, but never we're on a journey of discovery, aren't we? Here we go.
Listen, our New Year's resolution, more LARPing, please. so I kicked off my new year. I kicked off my morning by catching up on all the episodes you guys have watched. So it was a very depressing
morning. Did you really?
Morning.
Wow.
Season 6 is so heavy. I don't know how
four episodes
that.
In a row of death and trauma. I don't know how you guys at home do this. It was, are you guys okay? Are you two okay?
We were not okay sometimes. It was tough. Yeah. There were some rough moments.
It's dark. Well, I feel like we're on, like there's a path that this episode is on. It feels like things are lightening up or maybe people are just like becoming okay. But this was episode 6, Choosing My Own Way of Life, air date October 13th, 2008. Somebody give us the synopsis.
Well, Lucas begins his book tour and is joined by a familiar face. Nathan is given an opportunity to play basketball again in a new way, which forces him to question his health. And Haley tries to help a student in need. Brooke considers a life-changing proposition while Peyton and Mick have a confrontation over his identity. This episode was directed by the lovely Clark Mathis. And I agree. It does feel like we're getting out of the darkness a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole episode felt like people reaching for where they belong and people finding where they belong. Everybody sort of had their arms out or they were coming back home, which is nice after so much struggle and wandering over the last few episodes.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do we start with? So Lucas is going to go on book tour.
Yep.
Honestly, it all runs together for me at this point, so I have to consult my notes.
I know, you poor thing.
I don't know. What did Lucas say to Lindsay? I was upset about that. I was like, Lucas, you fucking nerd. Why don't you just tell that girl what's going on before you're in a business meeting?
I mean, come on.
give her a heads up before she has to look you in the eye. Jesus.
So sweaty about it.
Also, I loved, by the way, even though it was the last episode, the fact that she said, I really wish you would have done this on the phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah. At what part of you thought that she wanted to be in the room with you and experience that, those, all those emotions with you? Yeah, jackass.
No.
But you know what I will say is that's one of those, like, you just kind of can't wins. Because I get why he's I should be an adult and I should go have a conversation with her about this.
Right.
And, you know, not chicken out and do it over the phone. And then she's like, you should have done it over the phone. And it's like, no matter what, it was going to be bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's fair
But
enough.
You know what I love about that whole storyline is that at the top of this episode, my first note is I love the way you admit as Peyton that you are jealous of Lindsay. Like, you sit there and you have like this little moment and you're kind of embarrassed, but you're also just going to say it. And you're like, yeah, I'm jealous. But I'm like, what do you want from me? And I just loved it. I loved the way you played it. And it just felt so familiar between you two. And I think you really see the 6 years that we've spent watching these characters find their way back to each other. Like, I don't know. It felt so sunken in your relationship in a way that was fragile and funny. And I really liked it.
I mean, it's weird to have to go on an intimate business trip with the person that you were just like, all of that is so uncomfortable. And in my mind, I'm trying to think, like, is that how book tours really work? Like, is there a world in which his editor would go on that trip with him and not just like, you know,
a PR person,
his book agent?
Yeah, book
or
agent.
Somebody else. Mm-hmm. I don't know that your editor goes on those trips, but I love, for the purpose of storytelling, that we had to live in that world and that Peyton, you know, was okay with it. Like, what's the worst he's gonna do? Sleep with Lindsay? He's already done that. What's he gonna do? Love her and want to marry her? Already done it. But it's a great excuse to bring Mouth back.
Yeah.
And that's the best.
That was fun.
It really is. And Mouth's storyline, this was one of those things, obviously none of us were there for those scenes. I'd forgotten about it. And it just, every single thing that Lee did in this episode made me laugh so hard. Even the way he shows up to the signing and goes, oh. His comedy, like, you know, you just got a mouthful. Yeah. Everything he did made me do a spit take laughing. It was great.
That kid that took a picture with him was hilarious, too.
Yeah. That guy was
so funny.
Yeah.
Mouth just hasn't like had anything front and center for a while, you know, because he's had seasons where he really was just rolling with the comedy. And it's been a minute. It's so great. Like, refreshing. I forgot that I missed it so much.
In the wake of Quentin's death, I loved Lucas being okay with this book not doing well, you know, like for Lucas, who had this whole fight with Peyton, like, you couldn't be with me because you didn't think I could do it. Remember all that emphasis he was placing on the success of his book and how wrapped up his identity was and all of that. No one gives a shit about the comet. And he's like, okay, all right. You know what? Not a problem. I'm just going to go home to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
What I like about it too, though, is that he says, it's the best thing I've ever written because it brought us back together.
Oh, yeah.
Because truly, sometimes the quote unquote failure is the exact lesson you needed. It's the journey you needed. It's the experience you needed. You know, the things that don't work in the way we thought they might teach us sometimes even more than the things that work out exactly as planned.
Absolutely.
And I think there's real profundity in being able to say, the point of this wasn't that the book was a success. The point of this was that I found my way back to the right person. I'm good. And to be ready to move on.
Yeah.
We need that. We need that lesson. And I do think, especially if, you know, you think back to when the episode aired, you know, it was 2008. I think it's important to see a man own that. Like, he's having an intimate realization. He's having an emotional experience in his life. And, you know, so often I think we as women get looked at as, you know, the leaders on emotional lessons and empathy and all the things, you know, we look to the Glennons and the Brené Browns and, you know, the Dr. Tamas, and the list goes on and on. But like, I like a man being like, oh yeah, my book failed, but I got love. I'm good.
Yeah. I just like failure on these Tree Hill Kids, because yeah. so much of it is like, we're the best at everything. And I love a failure.
It's such real life to fail. I was thinking that too, watching all the slam ball stuff, thinking about how lovely it is to have the time with a character to go through the arc of someone who has made pretty dramatic mistakes in life to the point where he lost a career he'd been building up his entire life. Lost it in one bad choice, and then another bad choice, and then lost his health for a long time, and even further lost his ability to even play if there was ever a possibility. And then to be offered, it's just the way that life is. Like, then something else, another offer comes in. It's not what he expected, like you're saying, Soph. It's not the way he thought things were going to turn out. But here's another opportunity. Watching Haley encourage him to move into this new space, I like seeing us struggle and find plan Bs and plan C and plan D and plan E. I think it's beautiful and it's real life. It just is one of those things that reminded me, like, oh, there's the magic of our show again. That's what it is.
Well, and that's the magic in real life too. Perspective is everything, because Nathan could have, you're right, Joy. This is such an important parallel to what Lucas is doing, because he could have been so pissed that no one would let him try out. And that could have been the focus, all the negative stuff. Yeah. But there's all these other little doors opening up. And that, if you're awake to it, if you are open to it, they're always opening, you know? And the weirder they are, the better. And Slam Ball, how much money did they pay our show to be the commercial for Slam Ball?
Oh my gosh. They built a whole gym, right? The whole Slam Ball. What's wrong with me? It's not a gym. It's a, what is it? Stadium?
It's a bounce house.
Yeah.
It's literally a bounce house.
They built it on our stages.
They never built a real basketball court. We did real basketball for years and they refused to build a court. But they're like, Slam Ball, hold. Let's do this.
I had such a visceral memory watching them out there, you know, James and Joe and Jackson, and going, oh my God, I remember the day Brendan Kirsch, our basketball coordinator, revealed the Slam Ball court on a stage. And we all were like, wait, we have a court now? Like, what's going on? And like, once they did the walk around and they had to set up, like, we all just played. And I remember being on those trampolines with Jackson and you know, friends at home, obviously, you know, like, none of us is tall. We're not Joe Manganiello or James Lafferty. Like, we've never dunked. But like, on a trampoline, I was like, oh my God, is this what you guys feel like when you dunk a basketball? This is sick. Like, it was so fun to get out there and play. And it added like a whole element of silliness to the middle of season six. Like, we wanted to stay at work. It was like going to recess. You'd be like, we have 20 minutes. Can we go play on the slam ball court? Like, it was just so fun. And so there was something sweet about watching what you're saying, Joy, this newness that comes in an unexpected way. Like, this idea that, yes, you can have what you want, but it might not look like what you thought it was going to look like.
Yeah.
And it's so sweet. And then underneath, I realized I was also having that, like, a sweet memory of pure play. And how often do you get that as an adult? You don't really. And it really made me nostalgic for that.
Well, apparently we do at your house with the fucking archery and the, listen, the toys.
Once a camp counselor, always a camp counselor. I want everybody to play.
You are getting a trampoline next, aren't you? You're
absolutely
gonna be
like
not. All those people that have trampolines in their front yard.
No, I will not.
Dig the hole.
Too many people break their arms. They
get
stress
caught in the
me
springs.
Out. Yeah, no, it's not for me. I'm good.
Do you get caught in the springs anymore, or did they fix that? I think that was when we were kids. I think they fixed it now.
Girl, I don't like bouncing. It is a feeling I don't like. I hate bouncing. My body wasn't made for it. Got long, brittle bones.
we tell you every so often, we don't work with sponsors whose stuff we don't use. And I really love a lot of the things we've found on this podcast, from like better pillows to better towels to all the other things. But this freaking app, the amount of money it has saved me, I didn't know how many weird little things I was subscribed to, from like reading a Substack and being like, to doing some random app download because I needed a feature and then I forgot. The amount of just like monthly bills that I was paying for that added up to be like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I was mortified.
Well, Rocket Money is the solution and saves our butts every time. You guys, Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, including us, and it has saved people a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So like $5 here and $8 there really adds up. They have saved members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. It's incredible.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. So all you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
So you just said something that actually is another theme of this episode, which is people getting what they want, but it may not look like what they thought it would. Mm-hmm. I think that's the phrase you used. But that's happening with Peyton. That's happening with Lucas. It happens with Nathan. It's happening with...
Brooke and Sam.
Brooke and Sam. And Brooke and Millie, too. Even just like recapturing your childhood and all the things that you wanted and dreamed of. Mm-hmm. It's kind of happening with Dan and Deb in a weird way, too, individually and together. And the peace that they're discovering, and Dan's finding a way to maybe become a better person, actually maybe for the first time ever, but it definitely doesn't come with anyone else's support. It's just so interesting.
I think there's something really beautiful about that theme for everyone, and particularly with this sort of culmination of the experience with Peyton and Mick. Because even in that first scene where I love the humor of the way you admit that you're jealous of Lindsay, but you follow it with some real honesty about how this Mick thing is really getting under your skin. It's making you crazy. And of course it is. You know, you know, but you don't know. You can't understand his motivation. And what I love is that your version of this theme is getting the answer you needed. But what it really does is it just leads you back to your dad. Like that phone call with you and Larry at the end is so sweet. Mm-hmm. And your birth dad doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like. It's not necessarily this sort of fairy tale moment, but it does answer a lot of questions for you. It tells you a lot about who you are, the connection to music and the extra information you get to find out about Ellie. It's all so special. It's not a fairy tale, but it is magical, I think. Do you remember?
Girl, I remember every fucking second of that story. Because you guys know John Doe is just the guy for me. I loved John Doe. And so today when I sat and I watched all these episodes catching up, like, it was heavy, but it was also the entirety of the Mick Wolf arc all in one sitting.
Yeah.
And guys, I loved him. I loved him. This was such a shit year. Season 6 sucked because I'd like the one life raft I'd had during the filming of the show was that I was dating the producer's son. And in season 6, I wasn't anymore. So now not only am I like in situations that I'm pissed about or I'm uncomfortable with, but now I don't even have like a place to go and vent that. I'm just entirely on my own in 6. And so this man shows up to play like a mentor to me. And in real life, he was just the most magical creature. And so it's weird to watch because I can see how giddy Peyton is. And that's like me being genuinely giddy over this man who was the biggest gentleman, you know, we just like made me feel like he really liked me without any motive, without any like weirdness.
Yeah.
He made me feel like I was a cool person to be around.
Enjoyed your company.
I just can never talk about him enough. Loved him. And with all of this Mick stuff, it feels like Peyton, she knows there's a present under the tree. She knows that she can't unwrap it, but she knows that there's a nugget of something that's just hers there. Mm. And
the wait is kind of excruciating. Mm-hmm. And then the unveiling of the present, you know, that sobriety trip that she finds, and you think it's Mix, right? And we find out that it's not. Everything looks so different. And then it becomes such a meaningful gift to her that it was her mother's sobriety that he is gifting back to her. Mm. I just loved every inch of that storyline.
Me too. You broke my heart too. Your performance was really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
It was so authentic and dropped in. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks. Again, it was like another person I didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only wish that somehow Peyton had like brought up, hey, you know that you have another son too, right? Like there's this Derek fella that saved my life once. You should talk to him too, dude. That conversation didn't happen.
Yeah.
Bum out. Bum out. Whatever. John Doe used to stay after work with all of the crew members and I because we had a band. And he would play with us. And we would all geek out so hard because he's such a big deal musician.
Yeah.
And we were all like, cool, do you want to play House of the Rising Sun, John Doe? Bunch of nerds.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Whatever. I was texting with him today. He's still my sweetie.
Oh.
Such a stud. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
But that said, now we've got Dan. Bunch of shitty dads in this episode.
The thing I think I liked most, it is really interesting watching Dan try to redeem himself. Because obviously, we can all understand that, look, you're so much more than the sum of your mistakes, and there's more to you than the worst thing you've ever done. But the worst thing Dan's ever done, like, how do you forgive it? And I thought that scene between Paul and James in the hallway, when Nathan walks in and asks him if, you know, he's reminiscing, and you get to hold that for Nathan and Lucas, who Dan is unforgivable. And for Jamie, Dan is a hero. Mm. And what do you do with that? You know, Nathan says, I don't know where that leaves us. But it's so true. It's like, you know, you can be the hero to so many people and the villain to someone else. How do you hold space for all of these realities? And this one is so extreme, obviously, because, hello, it's One Tree Hill. It's a teen drama. Like,
yeah.
It's not like, well, you hurt this person and this other person you rescued. It's like, no, you literally saved one person's life and murdered another.
Didn't he literally just...
He literally killed another person. Like, yeah. Jesus, it's so intense. But, you know, it's a really big question to hang in the air. You know, what do you do with this? When it's so extreme, when it's so evil, and also you're so thankful for this person. Like, without Dan, Jamie, and Haley, and Deb might all be dead. Oy. Like, you know, it's so complicated, and I like that they just let it sit there, and I like that it was dark in the hallway.
Mm.
It all felt a little surreal and magical and sad.
The first time Dan actually seems remorseful in a way that is not selfish to me. Mm. For the first time ever, I've seen him appear remorseful, not because I feel bad because I can't have my way. It was like, this is bad. This whole thing is bad, and I've done something bad to you. Like, he was seeing for the first time how his actions have affected other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's also still doing weird shit. Like, sending Deb all those roses and like there's still Dan Scott in there.
Yeah, but like, nobody changes overnight. I mean, it's like, if it takes you one bad decision after another slowly to get you into a place where you turn into a monster, is it one right decision after another to walk you out of it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
It was interesting to me, though. He is in this different space. He does. And look, I think a near-death experience, I think nearly losing someone or losing someone you love, can shift your whole world. I've I've certainly experienced both, and it is, it's seismic. It's like an earthquake. Like, nothing is the same. But it is interesting that he is having this experience, and everyone around him is like, no, we've set our boundaries with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he sends Deb these flowers, and there's something sort of poetic for her that she is too little too late getting what she needed and deserved from Dan, and is like, no, absolutely not. And
yeah,
and in the moment where
she's
she,
good for her.
Yeah, she holds up her boundary, the present situation that, you know, doesn't look like she thought it was going to look like. I'm sure she didn't think one of Nathan's friends was going to become her boyfriend.
Love it.
And here
super
is this
enjoying
sweet
that, by
man.
The way, still.
Oh my God, obsessed. Here is this sweet man. The minute she literally throws Dan in the trash, here's a guy at her door with flowers for no reason other than he thinks she deserves them. And it's like, what an energetic shift
yes.
for her, you know?
I just love that Skills keeps asking, like, why is no one taking this seriously?
I know.
And I hate it for him because he says, I don't even know what episode it's in, but he says at some point my last serious relationship with was Bevan. And I'm like, what are they doing to the? He's a good looking, successful man. What do you mean in our little time jump, he didn't have like a couple hot serious relationships? I hate that they have this huge gap in blondes for Antoine. But I can, if he is so inexperienced in dating, I love that they have it so serious for him. Mm-hmm. That they, you know, to him, this is going somewhere, potentially. He is comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it for Deb, too. Mm-hmm. She's younger than us.
The comedy of her watching them play basketball. You're doing great, honey. And
you're
the
doing great, honey.
I yelped.
So good.
That was so funny.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think if I would be mad if my parent was dating my friend. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be really strange.
I
don't think I'd be mad. It would just be really weird.
Yeah, I don't think I would love
but
it.
But what if it was actually more fun? Do you know what I mean? Like, think hangouts. Just like, I was going to invite you anyway. Here you are.
Yeah, but the thing is with your friend, like, you talk about stuff. And, like, I don't want to know stuff about my parent.
Everybody in Tree Hill already knows Deb's stuff, man. She has spent decades just sharing stuff. If anything, Antoine Skills is going to help her lock it back down. Like, maybe just bring it down a notch. She's not on the apps anymore, is she?
No, I don't think so.
See? Things are looking up.
I don't think so.
Now she's not bringing clowns over to the house.
Yeah.
You know? She is such good comedic relief in this, because even when they see Dan at the Riverwalk, you know, she just, what she's really getting good at is being apathetic and just diffusing the situation instead of letting it affect anyone anymore. She's not letting it affect Skills. She's not letting it affect Jamie. She's not letting it affect Nathan. It's just, hey, this is not even an issue. We're good.
Excellent modeling of lovingly detached.
Mm-hmm. Hands off. Except that hand on the butt walking away. What?
You know what was so weird about that is as they were walking away and Dan was talking about how it hurt, I was like, they wouldn't go so far as to have Skills grab her butt in front of Dan, right? And as I'm thinking this, it cuts back and he's got his hand on her. And I went, oh, yeah, okay, we really went
for it.
We did
that.
We really went for it.
Paul's reactions were great, too. They were just so subtle and...
Yeah.
He had a good haircut in this episode.
He did. He looked great in this episode.
He really did. I loved this haircut on him. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... My life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
I have to say, I think one of the things I enjoyed watching him do the most in this episode was he was like a jolly Scrooge. And maybe that's the metaphor I'm coming up with because it was just the holidays. But him sort of stomping out the childhood magic, but also like just undoing ridiculous lies. Like, no, you don't get a wish for every Brussels sprout you eat. Like, yeah. Because it wasn't like telling a kid Santa's not real. It wasn't like some horrible thing. It was just, it was so funny to me. It felt like he was just like stepping on glitter a little bit, and I liked it.
The grown-ups lie thing. Yeah. And it came right out of that scene where Peyton finds Mick drunk on the coffee table or on the pool table.
Yeah.
And I loved that. It was like Mick is clearly lying to her and being like a huge asshole. And it cuts right to Dan being like, grown-ups lie, kid. What do you want?
Yeah.
You know? I like that heredity. Yeah. I like that both Peyton and Mick were really mean to each other in that scene. She comes in so judgy with such a bad temper, and he meets her with such a bad temper. And it was like, oh, you two are related. This is genetic.
It was fun. It was fun watching them together.
But then what else is genetic? We've got Victoria and Brooke.
Yeah, exactly. How did you feel about this? About like, is this when you first started skydiving, Sophia? When Brooke started talking about wanting to do this?
Yeah, it's so funny because there were so many things on that list that are like things from my list. And yeah. I was like, oh, wow, I forget that that our lives and our dreams and all of our conversations were mined for content for our show. But the thing I love is that Brooke is her number one go-to is like, OK, well, what are we going to do for work? What are we going to do about this empty store? Mm-hmm. Oh, you have ideas. OK, pitch them to me. She's always ready to work, to show up for the job. And it gave me this really weird feeling where I was like, oh, man. I am like that. Like, mm-hmm. I think we were raised to be like that. You know,
hustle.
We were so lucky, obviously, to do this job for as long as we did. But when your first job lasts for this long, you also get cultured to do the job in the exact way it happens on that mm-hmm. set. And so there were a lot of things we didn't know were bad or inappropriate until we got older.
Yeah.
And there's something I've had to really sort of examine in this season about what it is to be a performer. You can be a theater performer, a visual performer, a performance athlete, like whatever the thing is where you have to show up and put your body and your brain on the line. It can really culture you out of knowing what you need or feeling your feelings because you're like, I'm part of this team and here I go and for my crew. And it gave me this weird, like, deep in my bones feeling of recognition to watch the scene. And it gave me really nostalgic sweetness for all of what we've been able to do as groups of friends, what we did for each other then, what we've done for each other since we started this podcast, like these sort of circles of healing. And Millie really represents that. She's like, mm-hmm. well, yeah, before you can fix the work stuff, it's about your heart. Like you have to heal your soul before you can heal your company. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that that sort of cycle was always going to remain true through life. But like, that's what we all decided to do together in 2020. And I love that in Brooke Davis's world, when her mother was the person who always said no, no, you can't dream that. No, you can't do that. No, that's not practical because we've all had our own versions of those in our real life.
Yeah.
Millie, like you both have at times for me, like some of my other best friends have at times for me, was the one who was like, don't let anybody tell you no. And by the way, while she's being rude and telling you no, I'm just going to keep this list for you and remind you of all the things you've said you wanted to do when it's time. Yeah. And I was like, wow, we do that.
The listening is so important. The fact that you had no idea that she was listening.
No.
Oh, that reaction you gave her when you realized that she had been listening the whole time.
Yeah.
Little tear. It was so, so beautiful.
And she's the one, you know, she's the one who says, welcome to someday.
Yeah.
I was like, that's where it comes from. And it just, I don't know. It really, it felt so special for the arc of this character that I have loved for so long and that I loved to play for so long. And it felt really true across these decades for all of us as women then, for all of us as women now. I was like, shit, this is one of those moments where I go, I get why people say there's magic in this show. Mm-hmm. Because that, like, I see myself in this person. And I know how many people have watched this show and seen themselves in that scene as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be both people in that scene. You want to be the friend that's able to show up and have listened all those years and show up with the magical moment. And you want to be the recipient of it as well.
Yeah.
But then Haley shows up and she's actually the person that can facilitate one of those lifelong goals. Mm. This whole coercion with Sam, where it's like, Sam, you're in a car. Baby.
Yeah.
I like the scenes between Haley and Sam.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Haley put herself out there with Quentin. Mm-hmm. And investing in a child that's not your own is a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to see her do it again so openly is nice, because it would be really easy for her to be like, you know what? I'm going to create a boundary.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into my students' personal lives. That hurt.
Yeah. That hurt.
I don't like it.
Well, and you know what I liked about that too? Sometimes, and I know we've talked about this, sometimes when we have to do exposition on the show, when there's been a time jump or whatever, the lines feel clunky. I actually wrote a note about how I loved the way they talked about the time jump on that walk and talk with Haley and Nathan. When you and James are walking through the quad, it feels
the shop class
sweet. Thing. Yeah, it's like it's an easy, the energy of it is easy and almost like, you know, it's a throwaway. We're not like hitting the nail over the head too hard, but we make it clear that you've had a moment. You're dressed. I literally wrote like, oh my God, Joy looks so grown up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've put on this nice outfit. You're coming back to school. It's been 2 weeks and Nathan's there with you and he's walking you in so you don't have to go in alone. And then there's this nostalgia for high school. Like you didn't know you could cut through shop class and he tells you you're a nerd. And
I loved that.
It just feels hopeful and sweet and like, yeah, it's cute. It's romantic. It reminds us of you guys in high school. And then the jolt of Sam being in the car, you just don't see it coming.
Yeah.
And it all felt like authentic and real. It was such a real way to find this.
Yeah.
It wasn't overly dramatized. It didn't feel soapy. It felt really present. And yeah, maybe it is, to your point, Hillary. It's like she's had just enough time to not react out of fear, but instead to go like, oh, this is my chance to dive back into what I'm good at. I am going to keep showing up. I am going to reclaim all the good things that I know how to do instead of be afraid or stay away any longer, you know?
Yeah, I think everybody has something or things inside of them that really lights them up. And everybody can't do everything for everyone in the world. You know, we all have like these pockets of areas where we have passion for something that we're really, and we have the capability. It's like somehow we have the capability to fulfill the needs for whatever the space is where the passion is, right? And I think that's true about Haley here, about caring for the students and where some other people might have needed to just set up a boundary, like you're saying, Hill, and go, I'm not going to get involved in the lives of my students anymore. It's just too much. Yeah. I can't bring it home. But this is her zone. It's like what she was born to do is help these kids. She's always had a passion. She's a tutoring in high school. She was always looking out for people. She's from this family of kids that are all looking out for each other. And it's just her zone. So, and I often think too, specifically in the areas in our life where we are, where we excel and are really gifted, the most, I don't know if attack is the right word, but the most opposition, we meet the most resistance and often we'll get pushed down so far where we have to question, like, do I really want to keep going and keep doing this? And I like seeing that Haley is still just getting back up and going and like, she's not going to take no for an answer. This is who she is. This is what she needs, what she wants to give, how she's able to serve. And she's doing it. And I'm happy about it.
She's a producer. I mean, the thing about producing that we all know is that it's really just about matching things. It's just a matching game. It's like this matches with this. Mm-hmm. And this skill set matches with this.
Yeah, it's great.
And Haley does that as an artist. We saw her do it with Chris Keller. It was like, you're terrible, but our voices match.
Yeah.
And she's able to do that with Mia.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to, once you start doing that in one capacity in your life, it kind of bleeds over into everything else. Mm. And so watching her produce this relationship between Sam and Brooke and just know, like, this is going to be a hit. I like this.
It's so good.
And you know what I like, too, is that none of it's so easily won. I liked that they didn't just make it, Haley pitches Brooke this idea and Brooke goes, great.
Yeah, tie it up with a bow.
Yeah, we really got to sort of back and forth about what felt hard, what didn't feel right. You say, given what Jamie's just been through, I can't bring a teenager into this house. I say, given what's going on in my life, I can't take in a teen. Like, I don't even, I don't know what my job is.
That was so funny, by the way. You were like, she's so young. She's so old.
She's so old. I loved that.
That was really cute.
I loved it. I know. They really did give They gave me some stuff I really enjoyed playing in this episode.
Do I look 35 to you?
Oh my yeah. God.
Do I look? You know? But it is so funny, like, we managed to do this balance in this storyline somehow of a lot of humor and a lot of heart. And I really enjoyed that you would see these little moments kind of creep in. You know, the way Haley talks to Brooke about Jamie, the way Peyton talks to Brooke about her dad.
Oh, I loved.
Oh,
that any scene. Couch scene. Couch know. Scenes are our sweet spot.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even think Peyton's that physically comfortable with Lucas. We lay in bed together and kind of big spoon, little spoon. But when Brooke and Peyton are on a sofa, shit is just tangled and comfortable.
Yeah. Yes.
We're fully spiderwebbed.
Either I'm snotting on my own self or you are. Like, I love those scenes because that's what women do. I mean, that's what I do in my close relationships. Yeah. Just snot on my loved ones. And then make cookies. Oh, yeah. Brookies.
I love that this is where they came from. I forgot that Brookies were based on Brooke's obsession with Martha Stewart, which just kills me because I am obsessed with Martha Stewart. Yeah,
that's really funny.
Yeah, it was like, remember second grade, you found out how much money Martha Stewart was making and decided to launch a baking business. Right. Like, it is just, it's so funny. And we get to reminisce about what a good dad Larry was.
Well, and so for Peyton to draw that parallel between Larry and Brooke, I think is really important because those are the two constants in her life. But I think everyone holds Larry in such high esteem. And so for Brooke to see herself as a potential Larry, there's a lot of self-worth in that isn't career-based. Maybe that's what we're getting over and over again in this episode too. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, that was it. That was with Lucas and with Mouth coming home.
And with Nathan,
And I think there's something for everybody in this episode. They're realizing like, well, what else is there? Mm-hmm. And I think there's also something very special about Peyton being able to share about Mick and what it's teaching her about Larry reminds Brooke of who she can be. And there's something about sharing with Brooke that reminds Peyton about how lucky she has been to have the parents that she had. And in a way, even though they're having the same conversation, they're both getting exactly what they need individually as women from the lesson in it. And it's cool to watch that happen to both of us on screen at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I liked watching myself realize that if, as Brooke, I get to be like Larry, whoa, could I be that for Sam? And I loved watching you telling me about Mick and Larry and being like, I don't need Mick to be the fantasy dad because I already have the best dad. Like, it was so neat to watch realizations hit two people at the same time, even though the realizations were totally different.
It's a really smart tie-in by that writer's room. Man, they locked that one in. It's good.
They really did.
I just wish we saw Larry. Where the is Larry?
I know. Why can't we have him?
I wanted him to answer that phone.
Love that guy.
Yeah, but you know that was somebody in business affairs being like, that scene is 2/8 of a page. We shan't be paying a guest star fee for that. And it's like, but maybe you could because it would have just been better.
Oh, man. In a perfect world, I just want all my parents in one place.
Yeah, man.
Perfect. What did we miss? I love how famous Mouth has become. Yes, and so Luke funny. Isn't jealous of it.
I'm really enjoying Lucas this season, I have to say. And I felt it again in this episode. Like there's just a groundedness. I don't know what it is. What is it?
Well, I wonder if it's because Lucas's storyline is less performative. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have to be the superstar or like the star-crossed lover. Like, it's not. He just gets to be a guy learning stuff about himself.
I feel like, I don't know if you've had a season in your life like this where like you just get the shit kicked out of you and you just kind of go, you know what? I'm just going to take a break. And you just kind of like coast through the next, I don't know, 6 months, a year, like whatever. And you're just going, yeah, I'm just going to listen and I'll just be around. And I just don't really have the energy to dive into a lot of stuff right now. Like, I'm beat. And I think Lucas has kind of had his ass kicked in a lot of ways. He's been going through a lot and up and down and just trying to figure out, like, now he's got this woman that he loves. It's finally locked in. His book didn't do well, but he's kind of like, all right.
Fine.
I don't have the energy. I just want to be here and be around the people I love.
Yeah.
And he says the right things. Like when Peyton calls him, I like how Lucas talks to her. He's just like, mm-hmm. tell me what's going on. It's just everything's, for all the games that he's still playing with Lindsay, like, oh, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
with Peyton, they are just, they just say what they think now.
Yeah.
And it's really, it feels safe. And maybe that's what it is. I feel like Lucas feels safe.
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Safety is the most attractive thing on a person.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sure is. And I think that's what enables that really gorgeous scene between Lucas and Mouth at the airport. Like, they're finishing each other's sentences, almost like a couple, because they're having the same realizations that that whole thing, dream job or dream girl, no contest. Like, they're volleying the words back and forth like a tennis match. And it's so fun because you see these two men going, we actually have everything we want. Let's just go get it.
Yeah,
it is. It's a safety. It's a settledness that feels it's like grounded.
It's more grown up. He's grown up. Our Lucas is grown up.
He's such a big boy.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart.
And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So Tara wants to know, what do you think each of your characters brings to their friendships with the other? For example, who is Haley for Peyton and who is Haley for Brooke?
Oh, gosh.
Haley.
How long do we have?
Go. She specifically named you.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be easier for me to say what maybe Peyton and Brooke are for Haley rather than to...
Yeah, then let's do that.
Yeah. I guess I feel like there's a sense of playfulness in Brooke that... Haley needs in her life, that she's holding on to so much responsibility, and the lightheartedness in their friendship is really fun to watch. And I think Haley has was always drawn to that with Brooke, the not taking things too seriously and the irreverence and sort of just, hey, life's messy. Come on, let's be a mess. And Haley's like, oh God, I don't know how to be a mess. This is not natural for me. With Peyton, I mean, she's the woman, she's the girl, the girl and the woman that her best friend growing up fell in love with. And so she knows there's such a depth there. The literary prowess, the deep desire. I think it's maybe a little harder for Brooke to have the deep conversations because she's trying to hold up a facade of so many things in a lot of ways. And it feels like Peyton... for some reason, although even though I know she's been angry a lot in the course of this show, and hostile is also...
Hostile is a great word.
But she cracks pretty easy, and I think it's like for some reason her and Peyton have an easy way of communicating, and it's like there's a safe zone. I'm talking too much. I'm taking up time. Go. I hope any of that made sense.
Yeah, of course that made sense. I think for Peyton, Haley is a muse, right? Like having someone who's so talented that can do all the things that you can't do. Like Peyton can't play music, but she loves it. Peyton can't get up in front of a group and sing, but like being a part of that world is her dream. And so having a collaborator in Haley, having a person that she can cheerlead for,
yeah,
I love. People talk shit about cheerleaders. They're devalued within the school ecosystem because it's, you know, whatever. There is no other club in any school that is all about centering other people. Cheerleaders know how to center other people.
Great point.
So Peyton gets to center Haley in a way.
Yeah, she's a stoker. She's like a fire stoker. I love that.
I think it's a fun... I mean, she encourages Haley, like, yeah, go date Nathan. Yeah, go out on tour. Yeah. Come out of retirement and do this album. Having someone that you can believe in is an important thing. And then having that person be a person of value and substance makes it really safe to believe in them.
Yeah.
You know, Haley's never going to let Peyton down. And then I would say for Brooke, that balance of frivolity, but also earnestness. There's a secret keeping sisterhood there where it's like, hey, we've been the ones whispering in a corner since we were in second grade. You know, like, you know that I'm a baby, but no one else can know that I'm a baby. And Brooke's ability to pull Peyton out of dark places. I think that it, you know, we joke about it being a love story, but there is a yin and yang there that works in relationships and friendships. And it's, you know, you have to be with your match, not your double.
That's good.
Well, and that's something that I really identify with, like, in terms of the character. you know, and I think Brooke and Peyton, because of the years of their friendship, have been that for each other. There really is like a seesaw or a yin and yang. And it's really interesting because the length of all of our friendships have shown me that reflecting on these relationships on camera has shown me things where I'm like, God, they really did capture certain things. Like as much as our characters are our characters, they captured certain things about us as women really well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was catching up with my girlfriend from my job in Chicago, and she was like, yeah, that's you. Like, I was pregnant and moving, and you came over every night after a 16-hour day and unpacked my house for me until it was done. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did that. I forgot. Like,
yeah.
And there's something about that. Like, it encapsulates who we are in our lives and what we did on camera. Like, that Brooke and Peyton could get each other through the loss of parents, whether it be a death or abandonment. Mm-hmm. That we could do it by, you know, laughing and building igloos and baking cookies or, you know, showing up just to lay and cry.
Yeah.
To tell those secrets and to be able to do both. And what I think I've realized is that they were always, you know, the yin and yang. They were Tweedledee and Tweedledum. They were like, they were the siblings for their whole lives, even though they weren't actually siblings. And what I've come to realize through watching the six seasons of the show so far is that Brooke and Haley find that almost like step-siblings do. Like your parents get married and suddenly yeah. you live with another teenager.
Yeah, because we were thrust together.
Yeah, it's like Brooke and Haley in the beginning are like, I don't have anything in common with you.
Yeah, like why are we together right now?
And then it's like, oh wait, we actually have so much in common.
So
we
much.
Do it differently, but we want to help everyone. We want to put everybody first.
Yeah.
We're searching for our identities and often like, making sure everyone else has what they need.
Yeah, they're both really loyal too, by the way.
Yes.
And like, didn't, you know, that made me think of that when you said that just now, that Haley, her whole family's just dispersed. Like who's there for her loyally except for Brooke, who's always showing up.
And it's like, there is a ferocious loyalty here. And I almost wonder if kind of like magnets, like at first they hit on the wrong sides and they like, they go the other way and then they're like, oh, we fit together this way and we actually fit really, really well.
Yeah.
And in a way, I feel like it's this like mirrored energy of relationship. One is new and one is old, but really what we come back to is this like it's a sisterhood. It's a I can tell you anything and I know that you will take care of me and I know you will also call me out when I need it. And I know you will understand my motivation when I fail and you will cheer me on when I succeed. And like,
yeah,
there's something, again, I think it's why we always come back to this phrase is like, it's why the three of us are doing this. It's the women. It's like our friendships really are the love story.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. It's cool to see.
That was a good question, Tara. Sorry we flipped it on its head, but
it's Tara. Felt better that way.
Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Spinning the wheel. What do we got? Let's spin this wheel. Most likely to... Oh, Lord.
Leave their luggage on a plane.
Oh, boy. Who is that scatterbrained? It would never be me.
It would never be me. I could never. But who could? Character. You would? You leave luggage on a plane?
1,000% I could leave luggage on a plane. Are you kidding me? I am always daydreaming. Lucky that I get off planes with my electronics intact most of the time. Wow. Somewhere in Atlanta are my earbuds, but who knows?
Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then which character?
That feels like Rachel. That feels like Rachel in the Dan Scott era, you know, being like, I have a jet. Someone gets my luggage for me.
Yeah, that's right. I'll co-sign on that. It's good.
I love it.
Hey, what do we have next episode?
Season 6, episode 7, Messing with the Kid.
Hey,
ooh,
sounds like we're getting ready to rumble.
Okay.
Sounds fun. I can't wait for more slam ball.
Yay.
Oh, all right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine. Built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.